Doesn't have to read anything. Schedule? I was wondering what it was. I made the schedule.
You're on there.
Good.
Coach, how excited are you to get things going here?
Very. I mean, always beginning of the year, but especially this year, and especially we've kind of been a little bit makeshift with renovating the building and working in the other building and trying to get the staff together. It's going to be nice to get out on the floor and work with the players.
What kind of a team do you think you're going to have?
I've no idea. I think we'll be. I know we're going to play hard. I know the guys will play together, and I think. Really, the answer to the first question is I'm just anxious to see, you know, not just the new players. Everybody's new to me, and vice versa. So, but I think we've got some good young talent. We've got some pieces that we got to figure out how to put them together. But in terms of expectations, I just want them to work hard. If they work hard, we're going to be okay.
Do you have an order of business? Things that obviously I would assume in your mind you've kind of structured what it is you want to get accomplished. A couple of priorities that you need to address right off.
The first priority would be just to get people to be accepting of working hard day in and day out. Which I mean, I don't anticipate any problems with that. I think that defense is going to be a big emphasis with us, and the players understand that. And then just playing together. If a guy's open, give him the ball. And it's not easy when you have. I think we do have a situation where we've got, particularly at a couple positions, some what will be real spirited competition. And it's easy to say you got to be accepting of your minutes, you got to be accepting of your role, but that's a difficult thing. But if we're going to be a good team, you know, people are going to have to do that. So it's going to take us a while to sort that out, but at some point we're going to have to make some hard decisions, and if we're going to be a good basketball team, people are going to have to accept their roles, whatever they are.
PJ, what does Paul West have to do for you, having him on your staff?
What makes me the second oldest guy on the staff, for one thing, which I appreciate. It'd be hard to overstate it. It's just he's a very close friend. I personally kind of resent. I don't think Paul cares, but he's always been, or recently, he's always typecast as the offensive guru, which, I mean, it sells him short. I mean, is he a very good offensive mind? Yeah, he's one of the most innovative and creative offensive minds I think there is. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. I think it's been proven on a lot of different levels. But he's a complete basketball coach. I mean, before he was, playing what they call now Paul Ball. I mean, he was teaching zones. He was, he was working with individuals. He was, and I've known Paul since, I think it's the summer of 74, and have coached against him a lot of times and have coached with him for years. He's not just an offensive guy. He's a tremendous resource for me personally. I'm a guy who's been a head coach, not just in this league, but obviously in the WNBA and, different levels of college, but the top levels, certainly. So, I mean, his experience is going to help me enormously. It's going to help the younger members of our staff, and that's the rest of the staff, the other four guys, and obviously for 15 players, it's tremendous. So, I mean, it would be hard to overstate. I mean, I think he's one of, if not, the most outstanding assistants in the league. I mean, he's overqualified to be an assistant in this league, so it's a great resource for us.
PJ, do you talk to your players about what's going on with this team off the court?
Not really. I mean, we'll talk tonight. Sam and I will talk tonight. I mean, we've talked to them in terms of control what you can control. I mean, they're getting paid to play basketball. I'm getting paid to coach basketball. Having said that, I know Clay wants to be here. We want to be here. I hope that comes about. But it's not something we can do anything about. It's not something that I think we can let distract us from what we're trying to do every day.
With Greg Oden being hurt now, I mean, is there more emphasis now on Kevin? Does that pose any kind of problems for you as far as a coach?
No, I it's hard for me to imagine there being more emphasis on Kevin than there already is. I don't think it's. I mean, that is going to be over the years a great friendship, rivalry. you know, as it turned out, I mean, I was on the other end of this for 3 years. I mean, the Portland-Seattle rivalry is a great rivalry. Obviously, the fact that we're situated so close to each other and all that is great. And as it turns out, when you have the top two picks in the draft and two guys that, you know, people are trying to put so much on and so much is expected of, but I don't think it changes Kevin at all. Kevin's real good at understanding what he's supposed to do. And, you know, we've got another rookie that's going to get some votes, too. So I don't think Kevin will be swayed at all by talk or what's written or said about him.
A couple rookies and a lot of young guys. Does your coaching approach change at all with all this young talent?
Well, I think in one sense, yes, because you have to realize, particularly with Jeff and Kevin, everything is new. I mean, NBA rules are new. This is the travel is new, the back-to-backs. I mean, you know, we're during the exhibition season, we're going to spread the playing time around. I will certainly try and, you know, maybe Kevin and Jeff won't play a lot against Sacramento, so I can play them in Cleveland and Indiana so they can start seeing what a back-to-back is. So I think, yeah, a little bit in terms of helping them, but in terms of the entire team, everybody's young. I mean, even guys like Kurt and Wally, who have tremendous experience in this league, they're new to our coaching staff and they're new to their teammates. So we're going to be going a little slower than normal. Training camp's usually about going slow. We're going to be going a couple steps slower than slow, but that's a good thing too. I mean, we'll try and get everybody on the same page. It just may take a little longer.
Do you have a starting five in your mind at this point?
No, I don't have a starting one, in honestly. I think that's a good thing. I think the players understand that. You know, they all understand, hey, you get a chance to start all over, particularly when you have minimum five new players, a lot of whom, you know, some of whom, a lot's expected of them. So, you know, they're coming in. The guys, I don't think there's anybody sitting here saying, well, I'm okay. There's nobody here to challenge me. I'm going to be. So that makes for a good coaching situation. In training, it makes for bad decisions, difficult decisions, but it makes for a nice practice situation.
Coach, what impressed you the most about watching Jeff play with Kevin in Vegas?
Well, I mean, it was two different things. I think in with our team in the summer league in Vegas and in Salt Lake City, although Kevin only played one game, I think, in Salt Lake City, it was just the ability. I mean, I saw them on TV. I got a chance to see Kevin because he was up the road from us in San Antonio, but I didn't really get much chance to see them. They're very impressive when you watch them play just because of their basketball skills, and watching how they handled themselves was very impressive. When I got a chance to see them play with USA Basketball, first Kevin in the mini camp, and then the two of them in the training session before the tournament of the Americas, it was the fact that they were very comfortable competing against the best players in this league, playing with and competing against the best players in this league. And so, from a basketball standpoint, it was impressive. I've been more impressed with the two of them from day one, just the kind of people they are. And I know most or some of you have met them already, but you're going to like them as people. You know, I trust you're going to like them as players, but I guarantee you're going to like them as people when you get to know them.
PJ, with it being said that this is a young team and lots of new people involved in the organization this year, what challenges do you face, and how do you communicate to the guys that have been here a few years who are saying, oh, this is our team? How do you communicate with them?
I just think very openly. I don't know. We have some young players. Maybe we have more young players than most teams. We also have players with experience. I mean, Kurt and Wally have played for a long time, as has Delonte. Then when you look at Nick and Luke and Chris and Earl and whoever I'm forgetting that was here, these guys have experience too. It may be a lot of guys in the 3, 4, 5 category as opposed to, you know, 9s and 10s, but they still played a lot of minutes. So we have experience. Some of it's youthful experience. I mean, particularly you look at a guy like Chris Wilcox, he would seem a lot older. When you look at how many years he's played in the league, you don't realize how young he is. We'll be saying the same thing about Kevin. You know, it's kind of like a Kobe deal. The guy just amasses a lot of years of experience, and people forget how young he is. So we're young, but we have some quality experience, and particularly the team will be defined more by the guys that are here. I mean, we're not going to be able to have young guys carrying the load and setting the tone and understanding what the league is all about. So, I mean, particularly the returning players that understand where we're trying to get to, they'll go a long way toward defining this team.
Do you feel like that would be a sensitive thing at all with the guys who have been here, like I said, so much turnover?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, I think that there's no guarantees in basketball. I mean, probably the opposite of us is a team like the one we left, where the whole roster's back from last year. But those guys are smart enough to understand if they're not ready to practice, if they're not in shape, if they don't play well, somebody else is waiting to take their job. I mean, that's what this league's all about. You know, it's what have you done for me today? Not yesterday. So I don't think that's a problem at all. I think the returning guys know they have to prove it. I think the young guys don't expect anything to get handed to them. And I think they all know that they all know as much as I know right now, which is nothing. I mean, I'm not lying. I don't know who we're going to play or what the combinations are going to be. So if we don't know, I don't know how they could know.
What kind of expectations, if any, for Swift this year? Do you know much about him?
I would say, in trying to answer the spirit of your question, good expectations. I think, but Robert is like Kevin and Jeff, and perhaps like the team. The expectations are there, but the timetable's not there. I expect Robert to be good. I don't know whether that's going to be in November or January or next year. Robert's the perfect example of what we're talking about. Seems like Robert's been here a while, but he hasn't played very much, but he's very young. He's going to be a very good player. There's no doubt in my mind Robert Swift's going to be a very good player. Just he's got to be given the room and the time for it to happen. I think his biggest problem right now is he's been hurt and hasn't played. He may not play like somebody who's been out of basketball for a year, and he may hit the floor running, or he may very well do what usually happens to young players when they don't play for a year and they're coming back from a major injury. He may have to go very slowly in the beginning. I mean, if he's ready to play, he's going to get big minutes right from the beginning. If he's not, then other guys are going to get a chance, and later on, Robert will catch up.
How's the health of the team, the rest of the team?
Very good. Overall, I'd say, you know, one or two little minor concerns, but nothing that's going to keep anybody out of practice, or nothing that's going to, you know, we may go slower with the Kurt or a Wally just because, A, they know a lot of things already, and they're more veteran, but anybody else will be, they're good to go. And I'm going to be careful with Robert, frankly, because he's coming back, but we're doing that intentionally. It's not like the doctors are telling us, hey, don't go, but we're going to try and err on Kurt and Robert for the bigs we'll go a little slow with. And I just think Wally, I'll go a little slower than I will with some other guys.
Sam is the architect of the team. What are your expectations for the first year?
I want to echo very much what PJ's saying. From an expectation standpoint, you know, we're at the point where we have to develop an identity for the team. We've been pretty consistent talking about that. And for us, it's about coming in and getting better every day. Developing winning habits on the practice floor that translate over to the games.
Do you have any illusions they could morph into a playoff caliber team in the first year, or is that too much to expect?
Again, we don't know. I mean, our job is to come in and try to develop the team, work with the team, and at the end of the day, we'll see how good the team can be. I mean, there's so many new faces, and obviously a new coach and a new environment. So the focus for our organization will be taking care of the task at hand each day and then playing those games. And, you know, at the end of the year, we'll see how many wins we have.
Are you a tinkerer, or do you like to let things just grow and see what transpires with so many new faces?
I think first and foremost, we have to evaluate the group that we have and see what we have in place. And then, you know, be proactive from there if we feel like there's things we need to address.
Yeah, I know it was his question. He likes to tinker with the team more than the coaching staff. He doesn't like to tinker too much.
I did hear him say that.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to clarify that.
It's been a while since you've been a head coach. So what's changed in your philosophy since the last time you were?
Well, I think I certainly learned a lot the last 5 years being in San Antonio. But I think that, you know, I think you're still essentially who you are. I mean, when you do something for, I think this is my 35th year, I'm still going to essentially be who I've always been. Having said that, whether I've been an assistant coach for the last 5 years or whether I had been a head coach, you expect to be better. I mean, we talk about players improving and working. Coaches are supposed to improve too. I believe I'll be a better coach than I was 5 years ago. But I think had I been a head coach the last 5 years, or had I been an assistant, I should be better. I mean, I haven't been doing my job if I'm not a better coach now than I was 5 years ago.
As we've got about 5 minutes remaining, we're saying, if you can.
What's that? From this past one, I will. I don't have it. I don't have it right now. They, we conveniently play down there.
April 11th.
April 11th. So.
Not for a while.
Not for a while.
How are you keeping the team focused on the game with all the talk of moving the team?
I'm not making light at all of our situation, but I don't think it's a problem at all. Particularly players in this league, they do what they're paid to do. They play basketball. I mean, they just, I guess this is 13 years, maybe it's more, I've lost count, but nothing happens that distracts players. It really doesn't. You say, how are we going to deal with this? I got to talk to them about this. And like the next day they walk in and they're looking at you like, you know, what are you talking about? What are you concerned about? They move on. They're very good at focusing on what they do. And I think they'll get a chance to speak for themselves later. I think that particularly the guys that have been here, they're all on the same page. So that, you know, this is where they want to be, and they can't control it. So they're just going to go out and play, and whatever happens, that's what they'll deal with.
Sam, any message as the general manager to the fans? Obviously, players focused, but just to the fans.
We certainly hope to put a team out on the floor that has an identity to do it. Someone from a team that's going to play hard on every possession, is going to compete. And professionalism and the way our guys handle themselves on the floor and off the floor will be important. But again, I feel good about the group that we have and the direction that we're going. But it's going to be, you know, a step-by-step approach that we take every day to creating the winning habits that we need to have in order to get some type of consistency, especially given the fact that we play in the Western Conference and that, we have some younger players. And with that, with any rookies that's come into the league, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be nights where they get pushed around. There's going to be nights where there's great successes. But I think that the real test for those guys will be how they respond to those adversities, and that's really going to be the real ground, the framework to how they develop down the line, is how they respond to the adversities. Because there's going to be peaks and valleys. It's just how it is. It's a tough league.
Sam, does the arena situation make what you just talked about harder as far as your job's concerned to make this successful? Does it change that at all from your perspective?
Again, I can't tell you that I'm not aware or we're not aware that that situation's out there, but I'd echo what PJ said. We have a job to do. Our job is to try to make the best basketball decisions we can. PJ's going to do his job, I'm going to do my job. Our players are going to come in every day and work the system that he puts in. We've got to stay focused on what it is we have to do. But I can't sit here and tell you that we're not aware of that. Of course we are. But from a professionalism standpoint and a responsibility standpoint, we're here to make good basketball decisions, and our players are here to work hard and get better.
Were you guys disappointed not to be among the Spurs invited to be in Tony Parker's first music video?
No one really knows this, but I was supposed to co-star with him, and I had to turn that down.
Yeah, I'm not as disappointed as I would have been if I had been invited.
Okay, I think we're going to move on. These guys have some other commitments, and we'll have Durant, Jarrell, and Collison.
Thank you all for coming. We look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
We're going to break it up a little bit and put clarity for Hayden if you all want to come.
Where are you going to put